summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez. And we're going to be looking at a couple of issues internationally, including the new chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve. To help us with that, Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York, is on the line.
Good morning, Dodge. A couple of hours ago, the Senate committee approved Jerome Powell's nomination to replace Janet Yellen as chair of the Federal Reserve. What are your views on the impact of markets now that the uncertainty at the Fed has been removed?
Good morning, Brian. I think it is good news. The vote itself was quite positive. It was across both sides of Congress, and I thought that the questions and the answers during the process were very good, very strong. I do not see a change. The perception is that the current strategy, the status quo, will continue, which is positive for the market, positive for our economy. So I think that this is a removal of one of the concerns for the U.S. economy. Now, that concern has been decreasing over time. There have been other concerns that have taken its place. But at least we've gotten through this, and it is good to have it done before the end of the year as we get into the budget questions and all the other issues. At least we have a Federal Reserve that's going to maintain its progress, maintain its strategy. There'll be no surprises in that area. So that's one less concern to the market. The market does not like surprises.
Yeah, speaking of concerns, one of the concerns that was removed was the Trump tax bill. So last week, the biggest overhaul of the tax code in three decades was passed. Major victory for the Trump administration. You've been very bullish on the Trump administration and the tax plan. Do you, however, see any political risk in the horizon, especially a black swan event such as the possible impeachment of Trump?
Well, yes, I do, Brian, and you are right. I've been quite positive on the new president, not necessarily Trump. I mean, there's a lot of personal characteristics that have been very hard for the U.S. populace to accept, and myself as well. But I have been positive on the tax. It is a major effort, and if we can get it across the finish line, it will be positive. Now, we're not quite there yet, and there are some things that are creeping back into the process that are not favorable and is going to create political furor until we finally get through to the very end. And that 20% may become 21 or 22%, we shall see. But it is a big thing. The tax reorganization, restructuring, was something that we needed as a country. It was a tough thing to do. At least we had a president who was willing to try, and I think he is going to be successful. So I think the tax will be a major victory, but not necessarily in the way that it was processed or in the way it was promised during the campaign. It will not be that way. But the fact that we do have a major restructuring, that will be positive for the U.S., and I think it will also be positive for our economic growth.
Now, speaking of growth, the U.S. economy is humming around. The labor market remains very tight. Unemployment rate held at almost an 17-year low in November. Where do you see the risk to the strong U.S. growth story?
Okay, before I answer, I just want to add one more thing about the possible impeachment. Yes, it is quite possible. It's on the horizon. The questions are being asked. I don't view that as necessarily a negative because I think the U.S. population may not view it as the disaster that it typically is. So I think we'll be better prepared for a change. In terms of I see two major concerns. We're seeing a moderation in the services sector. Now, the services accounts for more than two-thirds of our economy. A slowdown, if it continues, could keep inflation tame. Now, as the service economy cools, it's going to make the Fed's goal of 2% inflation a little harder to achieve. But with the labor market tight, the Fed it can continue mopping up the stimulus provided to fight the financial crisis and recession. Now, the other concern I have has more to do with the stock market and the complacency that's in the market and the positive. There is very little concern now, and it's been quite positive. With the market going up and with people's investments going up, and it gives quite a bit of confidence. 5 cents of every dollar helps. In 5 cents of every dollar that is spent is resulting from the current increase in the market value of people's investments. So that's going to be a concern, because if we get to the point, it's not going to happen until next year. But let's watch what happens in January and February. If the market starts to slip, there'll be concern. There'll be less consumption, less buying. That's when I do see a concern. So that, and then that, of course, may affect the moderation in service sector that we are already seeing. So let's watch that. We're not saying we're not overly concerned at this point, but you asked if there was an area to watch. That's the area, the services sector.
Now, how about the trade numbers and the deficit? Trade numbers were out yesterday. It pointed to a widening deficit, particularly with China and Mexico. Any concerns there?
Well, this is an interesting area. The way the government is structuring it is that this is a real concern. But if we are buying more than we are selling, it's resulting from the fact that our economy is strong. A trade deficit doesn't mean that the United States is losing money to either China or Mexico, which is how it's sometimes framed by the government. It basically means that American businesses and consumers have bought more goods and services from Mexico or China than their consumers have bought from America. So that's not necessarily that. There is one thing that I do think should be mentioned, and I think the economists have seen that and are seeing that the deficit with China is potentially much bigger than it should be, because China does block some American companies from its market. That is a concern. Overall, the fact that we have a deficit is not a concern. It's just the structure of the deficit, particularly with China.
Now let's move on to the Eurozone. And yesterday, the Portuguese Finance Minister Mario Centeno won the race to become president of the Eurogroup. What's your view on the impact of his election on the Eurozone?
Well, quite frankly, I view it as quite a positive. The fact that he did go through the political process, but he now is the first holder of the post from Southern Europe and the first from one of the countries that forced into bailout by the euro crisis. And his elevation, in part, is an acknowledgement of Portugal's achievements in putting its economic class in order. I mean, under his tutelage, we've seen their unemployment tumble by over half since 2013, when it peaked at 8.5%, below the Eurozone average now. Growth is a forecast at 2.6% this year, compared to 0.9% in 2014 when Portugal began to pull out of recession. So I think the fact that he was able to get through the political process and some of the ministers, I mean, he was competing against the finance ministers of Latvia, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Slovakia. Now, Portugal stands out there because it's one in the south. The others did drop out, and it was a clean win. He has a tricky job coming up, and that will be to develop a common strategy for future reform in the Eurozone's governance. It's like revamping the EU's bailout arm and the potential creation of a new budget for the single currency bloc. So this is going to be a real challenge. So we shall see if he can get through the process and do as well with that as he has with his own country.
Thanks for your insights, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lander & Fuse Capital Managers from New York.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.